Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter. This is episode 5, Behind the Aura. So today's episode pretty much just deals with character and what we do when nobody's watching, like who you are behind the aura. The definition of aura is the distinctive atmosphere or quality that seems to surround and be generated by a person, thing, or place. In a sentence, the ceremony retains an aura of mystery. So it's like the atmosphere, the air, the quality. In spiritualism and some forms of alternative medicine, a supposed emanation surrounding the body of a living creature and regarded as an essential part of the individual. Emotional, mental, and spiritual levels form an energy field around the body known as the aura. Who am I truly behind closed doors? Denzel Baxter. Most of my friends know me as being very eccentric, very loving, very caring, very blunt, very sexual, just outlandish sometimes. Just say anything. And if I got some liquor into me, it's going to even amplify 100K. I think I'm somebody that truly wants to be loved. I think I'm somebody that truly has feelings and emotions, and I think I have goals and aspirations that will be fulfilled. I'm truly somebody behind closed doors that's just like, I do be on some other shit sometimes, like some wild shit, but I'm truly a giver, a lover. I'm truly somebody that has a pedigree and that really is going places, but I think I get distracted very easy by common worldly things. And I am somebody that's very gullible and can be easily swayed sometimes if it sounds too good sometimes, like not easily swayed in the point of just anything, but usually that comes in the shape of a man. If I'm being blunt, it's usually a man. I can't even think of what else it would be. It's usually a man, because I'll even turn down drugs and alcohol if I don't feel comfortable. It's usually a man or some type of opportunity where I feel like I can elevate. And, you know, dick speaks volumes. It really does. I mean, I don't take dick, but, you know, a man can really take your mind there. What else am I behind closed doors? Passionate. Eco-friendly. It's like, but yeah. I think behind closed doors, I can probably be more of myself versus in public. I think in public, sometimes I feel like I have to be more masculine if I'm with my female friends, or maybe not even be more masculine, just be more on, if that makes sense. Just be more on. And then if I see a cute guy, you know, she'll go away. And if she sees a cute guy, I'll go away. Stuff like that. But we just be playing it, you know, like we just friends. But I think in public, you sometimes have to, you know, follow your social cues versus, you know, behind closed doors. You can sit on top of your head naked if you want. You can play with your balls. You can do a lot of shit behind closed doors. But yeah, I think definitely behind closed doors, I have a lot to give. Shout out to all the niggas that's over 6'5". Shout out to all the bald headed niggas. Shout out to all the cute light skinned niggas. It's a sad day today, y'all. Can you be two people at once? I believe you can, definitely. I believe what I was referring to earlier is that you can have your public persona and your private persona. And sometimes they may overlap, but sometimes, you know, people are just completely fake. Like, they just act different in different area codes or different settings, atmospheres. you know, it's a hot mess. But I wanted to talk about two of my best friends that suffer from RBS, and that's real bitch syndrome. That's the inability to be a fake ass bitch. They have always been very authentic, and in any atmosphere that we're in, they have never switched up. And actually, three of my best friends suffer from RBS. My best friend Sunny in LA, she also suffers from RBS. I just haven't diagnosed her yet because we don't spend as much time together as me and the other girls, but they were raised by very strong mothers, very strong fathers, and they just have the inability to be fake. And I really think they suffer from RBS. So they definitely cannot be two people at once. I've never seen them show any op energy, op qualities. They just have always held me down and kept it real. Y'all, before I do Who Do I Want to Go to Bed With and Song of the Day, I just want to talk my shit for a second. I mean, I just got some bad news, and I can't talk about it, obviously, but I'm going to just say pray for the family, not particularly my family. It's like a family friend, but we do what we can and we clock out. I did not want to hear that today. I didn't even want to do the podcast. I'm surprised I'm not on this bitch crying. It was just some really bad news. And, you know, cherish your life. Cherish the day. Listen to that by Sade. I'm going to listen to it after I get off this podcast. But just cherish life. Life is very short. And, you know, sometimes bad things happen to good people. And it fucking sucks balls, cock, pussy, gonorrhea, lips, everything. It's not fair. And I want to complain because I had a crush and the crush isn't interested and I'm so fucking hurt and I can't fucking talk about it. But I'm going to continue to say shout out to all the niggas that's over 6'5". And shout out to all the bald-headed niggas. I love y'all for real. I love me a bald-headed nigga. I don't know about y'all. I mean, I hope my husband's not bald, but I would love to date a guy for 6-7 years and he's bald. Like, that shit does not bother me. Like, and bald niggas love their heads kissed. Like, they love their shit worship. Because I think bald-headed niggas have a complex, like a short nigga or some shit. They're really insecure about it, but they're secretly proud of it. And my nigga, if you bald, oh my man, it's almost like a fetish for me. I don't give a fuck. Ain't nothing like a bald-headed ass nigga. Dreadhead niggas, yes, I like a nice fade. Or you know how some niggas have curly hair and it look like the nigga from Mindless Behavior or some shit, you know, that'd be cool too. But man, a bald nigga, and I've been dealing with bald head niggas all this year, and I just been eating that shit up. Oh my god, literally and figuratively. But yeah, shout out to all the bald headed niggas. Shout out to all the niggas over 6'4", 6'5". Shout out to all the niggas that work hard, and I love y'all so fucking much. I can't wait to have more people on, and let's go to Who Do You Want to Go to Bed With. So I'd like to go to bed tonight with two personal friends of mine. Actually, one is my best friend, Zoe. She's been pursuing her dream goal of acting, and she literally woke up one day and was like, I want to act again. I can't stop thinking about it. And I said, go for it. And like within 2 weeks, she booked a fucking short film and a fucking play. And I've never seen that before. I'm just like, damn. Like, when I wanted to move to LA, it took me 8 months and then came back for 4 and left for, you know, she just went face in. And I am from the theater. I did acting, but as people know, like my personal friends know that I have like a stutter, but it's like 90% gone at this point. So I'm finna start back pursuing acting. I was like, and even if I did still stutter really bad, fuck it, I'm finna pursue it. And fuck it, because I was even scared about doing this podcast because I have to re-record sometimes because I might do like a repetition, like a, you know, I may like talk too too fast, but you know, they teach you in class to just pretty much talk slow, and you know, your words ain't going nowhere, so it's really not even that fucking serious. And if I do stutter on this podcast, oh fucking well, God still loves me, and I'm gonna be rich one day, so it don't even fucking matter. But yeah, I want to go to bed with her because, I mean, like I said, this bitch booked a short film and a play within like 2 weeks. We haven't even done headshots or self-tape. Like, what the fuck? And I'm actually going to do an Instagram video after I get done with this podcast. It's a dramatic scene I've been working on. And she really inspired me. So I'm going to start doing more self-tapes. I think I want to do a short film this fucking summer. Like, I'm going to start writing. Like, bitch, she not going to be taking all my motherfucking roles. Like, bitch, let's go. Like, I fuck with it. Like, I fuck with it hard. I said, man, I could cry. Now, I could force myself to start crying right now just to be extra, because I really am that extra. But I'm not going to, because... But I'm proud of that bitch, for real, because, you know... Just hold it in, Denzel. Don't even do it. I'm so fucking proud of her. Whew. Okay, and then the second person is... We'll just call him Mr. Adams. Like the nigga over 6'5", you know, it was a crush, of course. And, you know, over the years, you know, blah, blah, blah. But a nigga lost some weight now, so a nigga is cute now. And so, you know, Mr. Adams is a great guy. He's a hard worker. And I want to go to bed with him because he never gives up. He's relentless like myself. Song of the day. I Got It by Kelly Rowland from the soundtrack of Bad Hair. It's very Janet Jackson. It's very In Control. It's very like a moth by a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind. Can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes. Yeah, it's very sexy and she's Janet Jackson. I hate her fucking first outfit in the video. I don't know what the fuck she had. I said, so just mock everything verbatim at this point. What the fuck? I hate when they wear them suits, but they wear like the button down out and shit with the hat. Bitch, if you didn't, I was so mad at her. I said, what the fuck? But yeah, that's the song of the day. And yeah, let's go to bed and let's listen to music. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck.